USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with Attorney General Bill Barr is fine, and the president agreed with Barr on one thing.
I do make his job harder. I do agree with that. I think that's true. He's a very straight shooter.
The president, speaking before heading off to Los Angeles, also says he has total confidence in the attorney general.
We have a great attorney general, and he's working very hard. And he's working against a lot of people that don't want to see good things happen.
Government medical agencies are working with two different pharmaceutical companies to try to come up with a vaccine and treatment against the new strain of the coronavirus that has been spreading globally. There are currently no vaccines or treatments for the coronavirus, which has infected over 72,000 in China and killed over 1,800 there. So far, at least 15 people in the United States have been infected with the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
White House spokesman Hogan Gidley is dismissing claims of censorship by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The pushback comes day after Bolton accused the White House of trying to censor his forthcoming book about his time in the administration. A latecomer to the Democratic field of White House candidates has surged in recent polls. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
After days of attacks by other Democratic candidates who've accused him of trying to buy the presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg's huge ad spending seems to be working. A national poll from PBS at Marist College shows him in second place. Bernie Sanders with 31%, Bloomberg with 19%, Joe Biden third at 15%. At a Monday night rally, Sanders said of Bloomberg,
"You are certainly not going to win when you have a record in New York City that included racist policies like stop and frisk."
Bloomberg's now qualified for Wednesday night's debate in Las Vegas.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump is on his way to Los Angeles, where he'll take part in a briefing regarding the 2028 Olympics. Before boarding Air Force One, the president did talk about Democratic Senator from Connecticut, Chris Murphy, and other Democratic senators meeting with Iranian top officials.
I saw that there's a Senator Murphy met with the Iranians. Is that a fact? I just saw that on the way over. Is there anything that I should know? Because that sounds like, to me, a violation of the Logan Act. Yeah, what happened with that? Did you read about Senator or hear about Senator Murphy met with the Iranians? Well, they ought to find out about it. If it's true, I don't know. It just came out as I was leaving the car.
The president was also asked about some of the leakers at the White House.
One other thing, is there a search underway for Anonymous? Remember Anonymous?
Yeah, there is. It's not so much a search.
It is.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
Can't tell you that.
Why not?
But I know who it is. But we won't get into it. People know it's a fraud. I know who it is, and I know who some of the leakers are. But some of the leakers don't exist. It's made up by the press. So, you know, they say 9 people have said, or 2 people have said, and those people don't exist. When I want to get something out to the press, I tell certain people, and it's amazing. It gets out there. But so far, I'm leaving it that way.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.